Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
Okay.
We like to think it's the most important thing in a relationship.
Sure.
And it seems based on the responses we got to this discussion when we had it the first time, folks believe that's the case. But there can be another side to a partner that is willing to do anything and everything for you. A side that will make your life and your family's life a hell of a lot harder.
Oh.
It's Wednesday. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for Hate Mail of the Week. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. And about 2 weeks ago, we told you about a woman who was in some serious trouble.
What happened?
The 30-year-old was arrested after police say she sent envelopes soaked in narcotics to people in the New York State prison system. And the idea is the recipient of the letter could use the envelopes to get high. She is now facing serious charges, could find herself behind bars just like the man she was trying to help.
Yeah.
And she would then have no one outside to help her. Quick sidebar.
Yeah.
Some jails in New York, because of this story, have changed their policies and are now photocopying inmates' mail.
Whoa.
So they can't get a hold of the paper in the envelope they were sent in.
Mm.
So she's changing things. Good
okay.
for her. But in the initial discussion, Tommy, we talked about if this woman would be the type of woman you would want to be in a relationship with. Because if the allegations are true, what she did was stupid, but it's loyal.
Okay.
That is a loyal woman. Mm. She put herself in harm's way, sacrificed her freedom for the comfort of her man.
The tough woman.
And I had asked you, Tommy, if you had been on a couple of dates with this woman, you're in a pretty serious relationship now, and she shared with you she had this in her past, would this be a red flag or a green flag? And you said green flag.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. We heard from a lot of men
when
we first discussed it. You and all of those men said they would want a woman as loyal as this. But outside of Kimmy here in the room, we did not hear from a lady. Today, we hear from a lady. Actual physical letters sent through the mail telling us we suck, wanting us fired. Sit back and enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week.
I'm writing this letter about the woman who sent drugs into the jail that you talked about today. Someone had mentioned priorities and asked where hers were. The answer is, her priorities were right where they should be. When you are in love with someone and decide to commit to them completely for life, the rules and laws of the outside world no longer matter. Your job is to make sure that the person you're connected to is safe, happy, and comfortable at all times. If that means you put yourself in a bad situation because of that, that's what comes with the territory of true love. I would do this for my husband in a second. Wouldn't even think about it. I would also expect him to do the same for me. I know that if I am in danger or I feel disrespected, that he is going to handle things the way he thinks they should be handled, not the way society says they should. And that makes me feel good about us. In the end, that's all that should really matter. Love, Kimmy's biggest fan, Carla.
Look at that.
Big fan of Kimmy. Got that going.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Carla.
Anything jump out to you, Tommy, about Carla's letter?
Well, the role reversal. So, say, in a scenario, my wife was in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Would I soak some narcotics in an envelope and send it to her, knowing that I could get in trouble?
Yeah.
Don't wait by the mailbox.
Okay. The whole idea of the discussion we had 2 weeks ago feels different coming from a woman who is down for whatever you need.
Mm.
Like when we first started talking about this, there was this idea that a woman willing to do anything for you would be amazing. No questions asked. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. But past what you described, which is jarring, when you read Carla describe exactly what we're talking about, I don't know why it feels icky.
Yeah.
Tommy, she's living her life for the guy she loves.
Yeah.
She is willing to risk it all.
Anything.
Okay. And that sounds great on paper.
Mm.
But when you read it in the letter, it also kind of sounds like she's lost herself. You know what I mean?
Well, some women do in a relationship.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Like we are one.
Yeah.
I mean, my mother was that person. My mother would do anything my father said.
It was, and you speak so fondly of your mother.
I do, Pat.
Okay. 252-WCMF. 252-9263. Sharing your life with someone is the most important part of a relationship.
Yeah.
Right? But it also is an absolute necessity to keep your own identity in that relationship.
Yeah.
It's healthy.
It feels like it's a bad relationship if one day you wake up and realize you're only living for them.
And they're not living for you.
Exactly. Right.
I guess you don't really know I mean, you have an idea of how they feel.
Until it hits the fan.
And yeah, right, exactly.
But going back to what you brought up, Tony, if you have a lady that is willing to do absolutely everything and anything for you, she is going to expect the same in return.
Yeah. Yes.
Uh-huh. You got nothing there?
No, I said don't wait by the mailbox.
Okay, but then that means that relationship is absolutely not going to work
out. I'm not going to say that.
Oh, for God's sake.
I would lie.
You would lie?
Yeah.
I'd say I would do this for you.
It would be an unspoken thing that is just ain't never going to happen.
No, that discussion would come up at some point. Bro, there are women. Would you love me if I had one arm? Would you love me if half my head was shaved? Like, that discussion is going to come up.
And I always lie.
Okay.
Don't you?
So you wouldn't love your wife if she had one arm?
Of course I would. It would be different.
Why? Yeah.
I got to hold them purses.
She's got one arm still.
Yeah, but it's not her purse arm. It'd be the other arm. You always lose the arm you want.
I'm going to read you a quote from Carla's letter. Are right, you ready? Quote. Talking about her husband, I would also expect him to do the same for me. I know if I'm in danger or I feel disrespected, that he is going to handle things the way he thinks they should be handled, not the way society says they should.
Mm.
That is a
That's a dangerous road.
Oh, boy.
He's going to give somebody a clobbering.
Okay, so that's just it.
Yeah.
Tommy, obviously, if your wife is in danger, all consideration for everything else goes out the window. Mm. Natural instinct, right? The word disrespected stands out in that sentence.
That's like a Will Smith kind of moment.
Of all the... gotcha. I thought you were talking like
Chris
Bad
Rock.
Boys 2, not... The,
no,
the,
Chris Rock getting slapped on national television.
My apologies, I jumped
the
gun.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I get what you're saying. Like, it does feel, Tommy, like Carla's one of these women who expects her guy to, like, pull a blade on someone they look at her the wrong way.
Yeah, beat his ass.
And I don't want to be on the hook for that in a relationship.
No.
Okay.
Because it's not even your fight.
Yeah.
It's her perceived slighting.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. And like the more we have this discussion, I think the more everyone listening can picture that couple. Like when they're both going to overreact to the other one's problem that they should not be involved in. And that, in the context of what we were talking about last week, ultimate loyalty is great. No, now it feels like the opposite.
No, I don't like
it at all.
Yes.
I don't want any of it. I mean, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Where is the line of loyalty you expect your husband to have for you?
I mean, obviously when it comes to the law, like that's where you're starting to make a serious decision about supporting somebody, right?
Okay. Well, no, I mean, there are some folks that don't even consider that, right? Disrespect, I think they're in danger, punch in the face.
Okay.
Grab someone by the...
Oh, we're talking about fighting. Sorry, I was on
No, I'm just talking about anything.
Oh,
like that. I mean, anything in that way.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. I think there's also a difference with loyalty when it comes to like heat of the moment decision versus something you can actually stop and think about. Because I think that more people may be loyal in a situation where you're reacting to something emotionally. Whereas if this is a decision, a thought out planned decision, you have a little bit more time to add some rationale to it.
That's a valid point.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. Carla writes us a letter agreeing with us last week about ultimate loyalty in a relationship is very important. Her agreeing with what we said has now made us reconsider the point we made in the first place.
Plus, Carla doesn't sound like somebody that it's worth defending.
What does that even mean?
You know nothing about Carla.
I mean, she sounds a little below average.
I would never. What about that letter makes you think she's below average person?
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Just below average.
You think you're above average.
Look at them shoes.
What about them?
Those are above average shoes.
They look like rotten bananas.
What's on your socks?
Oh, they're crescent moons. You ask it and you shake your head.
No, I said, of course. Of course.
Of course.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Frank. Hey, Frank, how are you, buddy?
Oh, let me tell you, I've been married 37 years, and you know me, I like to smoke a little bit, and she puts up with me a little bit, but I fought for my independence for years, and now I'm so pussy-whipped, it's unbelievable. I do what she tells me to do, whatever she tells me to do, I have to do.
Because she's hot.
My advice...
she hot.
Used to be pretty good.
Frank!
She used...
No, you say she's still beautiful, Frank. Say it with me.
I went out with all her. We lived in the same apartment building, and I raised my two daughters by myself. My first wife was alcoholic, but I went out with a lot of her girlfriends and ended up with her. And she's Ukrainian, and I thought, oh, boy, her mother cooks real well. She cooks well. She can't cook a thing. She doesn't cook at all. Hardly. Oh, God, if she's listening to this, I'm in.
Don't say anything more.
I think you're already in trouble.
All right, Frank, I'll ask you this question. Let me get you back on track, buddy. So you say you are completely loyal to your wife. You have no independent thought in your head anymore. Is your wife the same?
No.
Is your wife the same way with you? Is she completely loyal to you?
Yeah, she really is. She put me through, helped me through prostate cancer and the whole nine yards. She's a medical intensive care nurse, retired, so she knows what's going on. She's smart as hell. A hell of a lot smarter than me.
And you know what else I heard? You know what else I heard?
What's that?
She used to be pretty hot.
Oh, yeah.
Marry somebody that's smarter than you are. That's a good thing. That's a good idea.
Not hard for us, Frank.
Yeah.
But I'm lucky as hell. However, it's her way or the highway. I got to say one more thing to let you know what she's really like. We go in our refrigerator, right? We each have our own aisles in the refrigerator. And she gets all pissed off if I put the creamer in one aisle, in her aisle, and it's unbelievable.
Frank, can I give you some advice?
All over the place. It's unbelievable.
Frank.
Yeah, smoke a little more weed. I know. I try.
No, always put your creamer in the right place.
Frank, good to talk to you, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
There
goes Frank.
Watch your creamers.
I fought for my independence for 30 years.
Yeah, right. It sounded like he was speaking for the Ukraine.
No, but here's the thing. Yeah. Here's the thing.
What's up?
I guess Frank opens up another perspective here.
What's up?
Because, I mean, it does sometimes feel like in a marriage that you don't have an independent thought in your head.
Well, sometimes, yeah. I mean,
well,
it's just the way
it goes.
Well, I think
also, just from knowing somebody for so long and being together for so long, you kind of start to have the same thoughts, whether you intend to or not, or the same opinions on things.
And you pick your battles, too. Like, some things aren't worth the fight.
Yeah, you do have to pick your spots, baby.
Baby, watch your creamer.
Your personalities rub off on each other.
I mean, I guess if we're going to wrap this whole thing up, right? If you love the person you're with, you should want them to make decisions that are best for them.
Yes.
Right? And maybe that's let me try that again. Maybe that's what got lost, like, the first time we discussed this.
What's that?
If they're living their life for you, or you are living your life for them, no one's living life for themselves.
Yeah, but that's kind of the deal, that you're kind of like creating this life together.
Okay, but here's the thing. You're right, but there will be a time where split off.
Yeah.
And unless you die in some terrible tragedy,
one
of you's going to outlive the other
one. Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I know that's not a pleasant thing to think
about. No, but that's how life works.
And divorce happens, right?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Look, I don't want to see the person I love get in trouble, be hurt, be put in a bad spot on my account based on loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's what unfiltered loyalty brings, I don't know if that's what we should want.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, let's take a break. This man wanted to send a message.
Oh.
That is, if the allegations are true.
Mm.
Make this person think twice about messing with
him. Yeah.
And police say they did exactly that. But here's the thing. As badass as this guy may have felt in the moment, he did one of the most dangerous things you can do.
What happened?
Well, not only is he in trouble for the charges he's facing.
Yeah.
But you don't know, when you do this, what the other person could have on them.
Oh, yeah, true.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story happened in late April, but we're just hearing about it this morning.
Yeah.
Police were called to a gas station around 1 in the afternoon, just west of us, for reports of a man who hit another person with his car. That's what they got.
Right.
What police say actually happened when they got there. A 26-year-old man got into some kind of verbal argument in a parking lot with the victim.
Mm.
Police say the 26-year-old slammed his car door into the rear of the victim's vehicle.
Oh.
So, how you like that?
Okay.
Yeah. That, it seems, wasn't enough, Tommy.
Yeah?
Because according to police, he then went into his back seat
and
pulled out an assault-style rifle.
Oh. Okay.
Things got super serious out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Why?
Turns out, the rifle was not a real rifle.
Oh, so like a water pistol?
BB gun.
Oh, BB gun.
Police say it was a BB gun.
An assault BB.
Yeah, you got it. Man left the scene. He was not arrested until the next day when police located him at his home. He was charged with second-degree menacing, fourth-degree criminal mischief. He's got a court date coming up. You know how that stuff goes. So Let's talk about the BB gun.
Okay.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Dude's 26, so he's probably full of you-know-what.
Oh, yeah.
And he had a point to prove, Tommy.
Yeah.
If the allegations are true, I'm sure he felt like a big man holding that weapon.
Yeah.
But you know what never gets discussed when we see people brandish BB guns that they try and pass off as real guns?
What was that?
Other people have guns.
Yeah.
Yep. You don't know what you're inviting.
Yeah, yeah, right.
The worst thing this guy was going to do with what he had in his hand, according to police, was take an eye out. But if the person he's going back and forth with has an actual gun.
A non-BB-er.
You got it. Mm. With bullets and all. And they feel their life is in danger. Or.
Oh, yeah.
If someone else witnessing this incident in that parking lot has a gun and feel that they need to step in and protect an innocent person.
Well, what if a cop is driving by?
You're dead.
They're calling a SWAT team in on your ass.
You're going to die.
Oh, yeah. You're getting lit up.
You're going to get shot. The person who
Many times.
And here's the thing. The person that fired that shot, no one's going to blame them.
No.
Because best case scenario, you have a very painful hole in you.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario, you do not exist as a person anymore. All because you wanted to look tough with your semi-automatic BB gun.
Yeah.
What is the thought process behind the passing off the fake gun as the real gun to try and intimidate people?
Well, it sounds like to me, because initially this guy started out by bashing his car door into the back of the car was.
Yeah.
He wasn't getting the reaction he wanted, I'm guessing.
Okay.
Because like that alone should be enough. Like if you're willing to destroy your own vehicle to prove a point, he wasn't proving the point.
Okay.
So I think that's when it escalated to, I got to do something else here to really get their attention.
He's got to really have an elevated opinion of himself to think that to that degree, the door slamming should have been enough. Now I'm whipping out a BB gun at 26 years old and flashing that around. You're a very frustrated man.
Okay. No, I think we can all agree. Frustrated is there.
Yep.
But I would argue the opposite. If you had an elevated opinion of yourself, you wouldn't need the BB gun to be intimidating. Like, just you standing there should be intimidating enough.
All right.
Like, this sounds like someone, if the allegations are true, not to get all psychological,
okay,
is a very insecure person. Because you needed a pretend gun to make you feel like a big man in front of other people.
All right.
Is that fair?
But I'm guessing my point was that it just never works out for him.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right about that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair.
But he doesn't see it that way. It's always somebody else's fault.
I don't know.
Like, you know? I was doing it right. She was just a dead fish, man.
Okay.
We know that, dude.
Okay.
I was tearing it up, man.
I don't know why you would admit that.
She must have been late for an appointment.
She must have.
Kept looking at her watch for some reason. Maybe that low battery.
What? Where I come from,
there's
that old saying, don't take it out unless you're ready to use it.
No, that's true, yeah.
And, like, here's the thing. Let's say he takes out the BB gun.
Right.
Right? And, like, things get escalated.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with the BB gun? Are you going to fire BBs at people?
For how long?
And if you're trying to actually defend yourself in that moment, you've lost.
Yeah.
And even more funny with this story and others like it.
Yeah.
At some point, it's going to come out that you had a BB gun in your hand. Because, like, this man, according to the allegations in this gas station parking lot, took out what looks to be an automatic rifle in a gas station. They're going to find you.
Yeah.
Right? Like, no police department's going to, like, look at the video and be like, well, we did all we could. This man has what looks to be an illegal rifle driving around. Eh, we're done.
Yes.
We're done. And when they find you, everyone you know is going to hear that you are carrying around a BB gun pretending it's real. That sounds like the most embarrassing thing that can happen to a man.
It's a sad move.
Right?
Yeah.
You're pretend gun guy.
Yeah.
I would argue if we put these two stories we had today side by side. Earlier this morning, we talked about someone who allegedly cut up several people on Lexington Avenue with a sword during a fight.
Yeah.
Sword guy you think is sad.
Yeah.
I would argue pretend gun guy is like five slots below sword guy.
Yeah, because you only have that assault BB gun, whatever it is, in your car for the reason you used.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not personal protection.
Well, what are you protecting?
Nothing. So you want to flash it and scare people.
Yeah.
Or that's like, all it's there for.
Or show it to your friends.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, look how cool I am.
Nobody wants to see your BB gun at 26.
You don't tell them it's a BB gun.
Oh, okay.
Right? And that's the other thing. Like, if there are people in your life who's like, wow, that's a pretty cool gun he's got, and then they, you know, jump on the news, see a story on social media, oh, my God. Dave's gun was a BB gun the whole time.
But when he hands you the BB gun, you can hear the BBs kind of rolling around.
That's why you don't let anybody touch it.
Oh, okay.
You know, I can't give you my rifle, man. My rifle, man.
My Daisy BB gun.
I mean, I'm trying to think, is there a hobby you could have where you would have one of those on you at all times?
I mean, there's that airsoft stuff. Is that the same as BB?
Maybe. I don't know.
So, like, you play games with it?
Yeah, you like shooting each other.
We did it once.
Oh, God, that was the worst decision we ever made. Crowley, our old boss.
Yeah, that was his idea.
Yeah.
It hurts, by the way.
It hurts a lot. Yes. It hurts.
But that's not paintball. Like, you're talking something.
No, this is like, they're little BB-looking things. Yeah. They're plastic, and you shoot people with them. And I remember we're going out there, and I thought paintball.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So they hurt? Like,
yeah.
It hurt like a bitch. It hurt like a bitch.
All right.
It's like after the first one, I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. But we were there for like an hour.
We were there for a long
getting
time.
Getting pelted with plastic?
Yes, and like Crowley, who used to work here, did afternoons here, was like having the time of his life, and he's a bitch. So I didn't want to look like more of a bitch than the guy who's a no-bitch.
I found a nice hiding spot and just camped out there for as long as it lasted.
Like, you can't quit airsoft before the guy who drinks wine.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even hold the cup like a dude. Like, he holds it by the stem with two fingers.
Well, that because that heats up the wine, I understand, and it ruins the taste, according to Crowley.
God, what people?
I don't know why we did that.
Such a stupid idea.
Yes.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this story which happened just what? Excuse me, a burping happened just west of us. 26-year-old man was arrested after police say he got in a verbal argument in a parking lot with an unnamed victim. Police say he slammed his car door into the rear of the victim's vehicle during this argument. It seems when that was not enough, he, according to police, went in the back of his car, pulled out an assault-style rifle, according to police, that is in the police report, that turned out to be a BB gun. He was located at his home the next day, arrested, charged with a whole bunch of stuff. Okay, I can't read that into a microphone.
So I wonder if he did he even discharge. It doesn't say like he discharged it. He just waved it around and then left.
Think your goal is to probably not pull the trigger because then you reveal yourself.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. All right, can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
And again, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. So there are legitimate reasons to have a BB gun, right? Like if you live out in the country and you got varmint.
Okay.
You can kill squirrels, scare off raccoons. That's a functioning thing. We brought up the airsoft thing where you do this as a hobby. Mm. There are other people who carry fake guns, whether they are water pistols that look real, those rubber ones that you can buy on Amazon, or BB guns, thinking it makes them safer.
Yeah, it's like having a cap gun.
Yes, that's actually literally what it is. The only way the fake gun for protection would work in the scenario that you think, is if you showed it to someone, which would, A, result in menacing charges if you weren't, like, being attacked. Yeah. But also, if you planned on using the gun to make criminals think twice in the middle of a crime.
All right.
The first issue we discussed shows back up. Because if that person now feels threatened, and they have an actual weapon, you're in serious trouble.
Yes.
This went from you got stuff taken to you to, again, you may have holes inside of
you. Yeah.
You've made things worse.
You got it.
Yeah, you're just waving it around. It's a prop.
Stupid question. Is it illegal to carry a BB gun on you?
I have no idea. Especially if it looks like a legitimate gun.
Yeah. Because like presenting it, we see people get like charged with menacing all the time.
Yeah. But you're threatening somebody with it.
But like, let's just
own one.
Yeah.
Like if I had it on my front seat.
Oh, no. Let's say I have it in a holster in my pocket.
So you have a sidearm BB gun.
Yeah. Is it illegal to carry that gun around?
I have no idea. Probably. I would think it would be just because, like, it could just go so horribly wrong.
Okay, so BB guns are not considered firearms.
Okay.
It seems like it's pretty vague in terms of how you could get in trouble for it, because it says
You get laughed at.
It depends on several factors, including location, age of the person carrying it, and how the gun is being handled.
Okay.
So it's... I mean, obviously, you can't have them on school grounds.
Federal
minors
buildings.
Are not really allowed to carry them around.
See, I would have thought it was the opposite.
Only without parental supervision.
Okay. What'd you say?
Of age losers are allowed to carry around a BB gun.
See, I would have thought it was the opposite. I would understand a kid carrying around like a Daisy rifle.
They can still be considered dangerous instruments or deadly weapons under certain circumstances.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's very...
Yes.
Okay.
To the situation.
Every law in this state is written so vague.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how old my kid has to be to leave home alone. I don't know if I could bring my BB gun to Wegmans, right? Which, as an American, I would like the right to have my...
If it's being used to threaten or intimidate someone, Or it's used in a way that could cause serious injury. The person carrying it could face charges related to weapon possession or assault.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
Okay.
All right. So, I mean, I guess.
Just leave it home.
Well, yeah, it seems like pretty standard fare.
And don't threaten anybody, would it?
Like, I can't think of, again, outside of the airsoft situation.
Yeah.
Where you would need a BB gun outside of your property.
Like, I got to have one in the car.
Why? What would be the reason?
Because you're thinking, like, if somebody's going to see it and back down. Like, somebody's going to come up to your car to road rage, and you flash it. The guy goes, oh,
whoa,
God.
Whoa. But now you're going for menacing.
Yeah.
You're going down.
Yes, buddy.
You're breaking the law. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Patrick. Hey, Patrick. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, brother. What do you got?
Good. I would never carry a gun unless I had a permit to carry it. Like a BB gun, I wouldn't carry anything like that. For home protection, we live down in Canandaigua, and we have paintball guns. You know, fully automatic. They carry a hopper. Somebody ever broke in our house, all of our kids know how to use them. It's not a deadly weapon. It'll blind them, and they're powerful as hell.
I mean, it is an interesting theory.
What is it?
Paintball gun.
Oh.
I mean, you got to hit, you could, I guess if you hit him in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and it's fully automatic with 300 rounds, so one of them is going to hit him.
I like those odds. I mean, it's an interesting idea, right?
I mean, then I got to clean up all that paint.
Yeah, but you didn't get hurt.
That's what your problem is? Not the person standing in your
hurt.
House?
I wouldn't. You know, if somebody broke into our house, like you, again, you live in the country, your doors are unlocked, you come home, and there's somebody in your house, it's intimidating. I would be afraid.
Yeah, but they don't look like actual guns, though.
Well, no, but he's not trying to intimidate them. He is actually shooting the paintballs at this person and trying to blind them with paint.
I think I'd rather have a gun.
No, okay.
No, I'm just saying, like.
Well, he's saying, like, his kids know how to use them.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of parents that, I mean, would own guns if it weren't for kids in the house. I mean, I know that's a debate we could have for 5 hours, but, I mean, I get it.
Right. I'm just not sure, like, my paintball gun's going to back me up here. In a bad situation. I got like a home invasion. Four dudes coming through the door.
Okay, now you're painting this like a Hollywood movie here.
Well, these home invasions that happen.
He didn't say home invasion. He said someone break in.
That's a home invasion.
Oh, my God. One person is not four people. And he's got 400, 300 rounds times four people. That's 1,200 paintballs, son.
Paint.
I like those odds.
Yep.
All right.
Fully automatic.
Patrick, thanks for the call.
And it's water-based.
I feel like he just wanted to brag about the paintball.
Yes, he did. And that is boys know how to shoot,
right
too.
Right in the eye.
300 rounds in the hopper. Fully automatic, paintball justice. Paintball justice, mother. We'll wrap it up with this. Joey writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. They have tactical self-defense non-lethal weapons that shoot paintball-sized aluminum balls that will incapacitate an individual. I'm sure they hurt like hell and the guns aren't that expensive. They're a few hundred bucks. Are those legal?
Aluminum balls?
In New York? Yeah.
I don't know.
Ooh.
That sounds like it would really hurt.
Okay, I'll go. I'm sorry. I want to read this one, and then we'll move on.
Right.
Daniel on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. How about having a pistol crossbow? I have a 50-pound pole pistol crossbow for home defense, mainly because my wife won't let me get a gun.
See, so it's a handheld little crossbow. It looks like a pistol.
Sounds like the only way that works is if the home intruder has an apple on his head. Thank you.
There you go.
All right, let's take a break. Anyone with a brain saw this was going to happen. It's not complicated.
Okay.
He's already upset. He's already upset because he looks like an idiot.
They're going to regret it.
Oh, they're going to regret it. Are they going to regret it? You got to get out of the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. We told you a couple days ago that flag football will be officially an Olympic sport in 2028 when the Summer Olympics come to Los Angeles.
Okay.
And it's a huge deal. The NFL had a decision to make. The USA has right now an amateur flag football team, national flag football team that can go and play for the United States. But the International Olympic Committee was giving the NFL the option to allow NFL players
the dream team, buddy,
to play in the Olympics. And it was up to a vote of the NFL owners that happened yesterday. Mm. Now, Tommy, when I told you about this, you thought this was the stupidest thing
ever. Why risk the injury to these guys?
Yeah.
For a pointless, it's not even, you're not even winning a gold medal at football.
Sure, yeah.
But you're winning a gold medal. I mean,
it's a gold medal
at
a PE sport.
Okay. Every sport's a PE sport. Basketball was started as a PE sport.
Oh, okay. The history of sports.
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah, it's common knowledge.
Okay. It, So, Kim, or Tommy, you said no, there's no way the owners are going to let this happen.
Right, because the risk to injury in football is crazy, right? And the extra wear and tear on these guys.
I hear you, buddy. I hear you.
I mean, these guys suffer when they have to play in a different time zone.
No, I know. I know. So, yesterday,
what did they do?
The NFL owners were all together for the spring meetings. 32-0
Yeah.
They unanimously approved.
Jackass Jerry Jones says let's play some ball.
NFL players.
Let's take on the goddamn world. Give me some cornhole.
Unanimously. Like, not a single NFL owner.
I want glory hole brought to you. To the United States. Let's do this thing. I'll do it on the back of my goddamn yacht.
By the way, that
means Playboy models.
That means anybody could go.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody. Even right. The most important people to the franchise.
Let's get Josh Allen out there, twisted ankle.
Now, he doesn't seem like the kind of guy that would excel in flight
football.
But what
if he did?
I'm okay with that. I'm telling you.
He hurts himself.
No, I'm not okay with that.
That's my point.
Is that your point? Is your point that? Oh, my God.
People get injured in the Olympics.
It's not right.
All those guys
Kevin Meadey's plan?
That carry those franchises. I mean, I would be so.
You would be freaking out.
No, I'm going the opposite way here.
You guys put the schlubs in there, I guess, but who wants to watch that?
No, but that's just it. The biggest stars in the NFL are again on record yesterday saying they're excited. Justin Jefferson, wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings, put out like this emotional statement saying it's been his dream to compete in the Olympics since he was a little boy. He cannot wait to go compete for a gold medal.
Mm.
So the way that it is structured, we told you the other day.
Yeah.
Every NFL team
yeah.
will be allowed to offer up one player.
One guy.
And there are 12 players to a roster.
Ah.
It is 5-on-5. So okay. there will be 12 different NFL teams that will be sending a player to the Pro Bowl.
So somebody has to give up a quarterback.
Yeah.
All right.
Think it's probably going to be a Lamar Jackson type of player, someone that is mobile,
man,
quick.
You're going to put Lamar out there?
I would love to watch that.
Yeah, he'd probably be pretty good.
Probably be pretty good. You know, who's better?
By the way, you know who's so disappointed right now is the current U.S. national football team. All those guys thought they were going to get a chance at a gold medal, and I don't know how many of them would make the team.
None, because we talked about this the other day. The quarterback for the national team has been vocal about how furious he is that the NFL was even considering this. So I'm going to imagine over the next couple of days, he's going to be all over the news. Come on, man. I've been doing this the whole time.
By the way, like these guys, they have to play both offense and defense, too. So you have to pick a pretty versatile player that can play multiple positions.
Well, it's 5-on-5. You got 12 players, so you could go with 5 offensive players.
See, I thought they kind of interchanged a lot.
You could. Okay. I mean, you could do whatever the heck you want.
Okay.
Really. I mean, it'll be interesting to see. You're not interested at all?
No, it's because it's not football.
Not football.
I think it's going to be more competitive than you think, too, just based on, I mean, I think we're underestimating, like, the guys that play rugby in Europe and other places of the world.
But rugby's like, also an Olympic sport. Why would they play flag football?
Well, but
rugby?
I'm saying, but I mean, but there's only one team for every, I mean, you're going to have a large pool of guys that play professional rugby that aren't.
I mean, outside of Canada,
rugby team.
Yeah.
Who else plays professional football in the style of the Americans?
Nobody.
It's just,
I mean, it exists, but
I'm saying like Canada has a league.
This isn't traditional football, too. I mean, there are, it is slightly different than the actual game.
But that throws an actual goddamn football.
What?
Kimmy.
Somebody that throws and catches an actual football, it's us in Canada.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
Look, you know I respect your sports opinions. I think you're very bright. You're kidding me, right? There's going to be a team in the world that can compete with NFL players?
It's impossible.
But NFL, I mean, those guys thrive on, like, hitting each other. It's not all about, like, the nuances of the game and that skill. I mean, there could be guys that only play this style of football that could, you know, have a little bit
there
of an advantage.
Some bitch been born, and his mother's already been.
I mean, we'll find out.
Ground.
I mean, I want there to be competition.
There ain't.
You?
That's just boy, you get no competition.
Well, no, I mean, look, the Canadian team might be able to do it because there are players with Canadian citizenship that are.
All right,
NFL
that's what I said. I said Canada. Go to any other country.
No, you also have a
pasty-ass France coming out here.
Oh, but not
on
France.
Bicycles.
Pasty-ass France? Is that like Vichy France? Is that different than regular France?
Weak-ass France.
Well, no, you also could have a situation like, okay, a couple years ago in the World Baseball Classic, the first year they did it. You're familiar with that.
Yeah, you went to see that.
06. It was one of the coolest things I've ever been a part of. Mike Piazza.
Oh, yeah.
Went and played for the Italians.
Yeah.
Was not born in Italy. I mean, I'm sure there are NFL players that if they want to participate in this.
Okay, they could leave America.
Well, yeah, get a passport or, you know, temporary citizenship.
We don't want them back. Your ass is going to be in one of those prisons down there in Central America. So enjoy that. You should don't flash that gold medal in the shower there, Mr. Piazza.
No, I think that would be fun. I would love to see NFL players right. competing for, like, culture.
But even that's not what you're still not competing against the world. You're just competing with guys that grandparents came over here in the 20s.
Hey, I got bad news. Hey, what's that, man? That's a lot of Olympic sports, and you don't realize it.
Yeah.
Most Olympians...
That's why I think the Olympics are jive anyway, man. I've been off the Olympics for a while, man, since Mary Lou Retton. The game went down.
I wonder if...
She's playing wide receiver for England, by the way.
I wonder if this is going to be something that guys are dying to do, like dying to get selected for this team, or if it's kind of like a, you know, it'll be like, can somebody please volunteer to do this kind of situation?
Hey, who's the coach?
We don't know yet. Right. I would assume you're going to find a coach who knows flag football.
Oh, I thought you would get like an NFL coach.
I mean, that guy doesn't know flag football.
Bro, he could water
you,
it down.
You literally...
It's going to be a little bit different. You're not going to see the same style of football that you're used to.
252 WCMF, just a few days after Tommy said no NFL owner would want NFL players in the Olympics in 2028. Yesterday, unanimously, all 32 NFL owners
they're
agreed.
Fools.
All right, I really hope we get a Bills player. I really do. Just to be able to buy the jersey. Kimmy, Team USA football jersey is going to be badass.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
I mean, I know. Really dorky looking. I don't know.
Shut up, Kimmy. I know we're still 3 years away.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, rosters change, obviously.
Yeah, my God.
When do they start practicing together?
Oh, I don't think you have to. So, the one caveat here.
What's that?
The Olympics will go into the first week of training camp. So those 12 players that get selected are going to miss the first week of training camp with their team.
Ooh.
And that was brought up yesterday.
So you can't have anybody good missing the first week at camp?
It's going to be a team of all-stars.
Really?
And it'll be veteran
all-stars.
You
think all-stars. It's going to be named?
Yes, absolutely. Without question.
So you're thinking Mahomes?
Well, I mean...
Or who's ever around like at that level?
I could see like someone at a Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, like mobile,
a really mobile guy. All right.
Yeah. I mean, that would make the most sense. I'm pumped for this.
Do they and they play in a shorter field?
Yeah, I think it's 50 yards.
Okay.
I can't wait.
What?
Shut up.
I wonder if you get some other professional athletes, though, that want in on this.
Why would you take someone that's not a football player?
That's true. Mm-hmm.
No, but like right now, as I'm thinking of the Bills roster, I can't think of a player that the Bills would have from like that skill standpoint.
Yeah.
Or a receiver.
Well, no, but like there isn't – there's. You're going to need four receivers. They're going to take, if they want to, the four most dynamic receivers in the NFL. The Bills don't have one of those. Maybe James Cook, if you're going to play with a running back.
Sure.
Okay. Do they run the ball that much?
No.
It's mostly just passing, right?
Yeah. And then, like,
maybe
I'm thinking.
Some of the linemen?
Yeah,
know.
No. Well, you're not going to
be
linemen.
Pretty, yeah.
So boring to watch.
I can't wait. You are going to come in. Well, that's actually pretty cool, huh? You're coming in here. Team USA.
According to me, I'll be dead by 2028, so I won't even see.
Well, look, if hopes end up coming true with both football and your early demise,